USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A group of senators introduced text for new bipartisan $118 billion border security and foreign aid package, but House Speaker Mike Johnson shutting down the bill, saying it's dead on arrival once it arrives in the House. During a stop in Las Vegas Monday, President Biden still seemed optimistic.
What's next on the border bill, sir? What's next?
Well, hopefully passes in the Senate.
How?
The legislation would allocate $20 billion to immigration in the southern border and allow the government to close the border to asylum seekers once average daily encounters exceed 5,000 a day for several consecutive days. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 Tuesday night. That's due to the latest storm making its gradual descent from other regions of Southern California into San Diego.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service says San Diego can expect an inch of rain along the border to more than 4 inches near Orange County by Tuesday night. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did say the 75-year-old monarch did begin regular treatments on Monday. Nevada facing a complex presidential contest this week with a Republican primary on Tuesday and a party-run caucus on Thursday. That's following disputes over scheduling and procedures from 2021. Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, expected to secure all delegates in the caucus. Nikki Haley will be on the primary ballot without Trump, ensuring her victory, but no delegates. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
American airstrikes in Iraq and Syria targeting militias with Iranian backing are believed to have caused casualties. That's according to Major General Pat Ryder, a spokesperson for the Pentagon.
We currently assess that we had good effects and that the strikes destroyed or functionally damaged more than 80 targets at the 7 facilities.
The U.S. military aims to continue to target the Iranian-backed groups responsible for the attack in Jordan, which resulted in 3 American soldiers losing their lives. While President Biden celebrates a landslide primary victory in South Carolina, new data finds the state's black voters overwhelmingly cast ballots in favor of the sitting president.
His largest percentage, over 97%, was in the town of Orangeburg, where there are 2 HBCUs and a community college.
South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Biden won the state with 96% against 2 far lesser known opponents. A recent survey indicates a lack of enthusiasm for a potential Biden-Trump rematch. The University of Massachusetts Amherst surveyed over 1,000 individuals and found 53% expressed disinterest in a candidacy from former President Trump. Additionally, 57% opposed the idea of President Biden seeking re-election. Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl, but the judge says he's not allowed to drink in Las Vegas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.